And another EP, that time from quite a few years ago, the Long Tall Sally EP, The Beatles, and I Call Your Name. Your name, my name, is...
You're listening to Johnny Dwyer.
And just a couple of minutes of me, two records to play, and then it's bye-bye time. Handing you over then to Bert Williams between 2 and 6. Lots of golden oldies, his theories on life, on the outer planets, and also all sorts of things like that. Bert Williams, the inimitable Bert Williams, between 2 and 6. 6 and 8 is Michael Stand. 8 and 10, the 266 Disco Show for 2 hours this week. And 10 and 12, Paul Raven with Album Rock Music. They're the programmes from now till 12 o'clock. Herbalbert's Rye, something that Bert Williams is doing right now next door. He's just limbering up for 2 o'clock. And you're with the programmes of Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266 Medium Wave Band. Sounds of free radio in the northwest of England. Are you wondering where to go for a meal in Wallasey at the right price? Then sweeten up at Sour Grapes. Sour Grapes is new, Sour Grapes is different. They offer meals for all tastes and at prices to suit your pocket. There's spicy chili con carne, Italian lasagna and cannelloni. Scampi wrapped in bacon, succulent prime steak grilled to your liking and garnished with red wine sauce. These are just an example of what they offer in addition to the usual steak and fish menus. And what's more, there's a separate cosy open fire lounge bar with a wide selection of wines, spirits, draft lager and bitter before or after your meal. Call in for Sour Grapes cheap midweek specials on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. All this with the best music and above all a friendly atmosphere. Where? At Sour Grapes Restaurant, bottom of Rosen Street, New Brighton, behind the Traveller's Rest. And time for my last record. Or what I can squeeze in before 2 o'clock. Run out of time again.
When the world is on your shoulder, gotta straighten up your act and book it down. If you can't get the feeling, then there ain't no room for you in this part of town. The party people not in day, living
enjoy yourself. Groove. Let the madness and the needles that get to you. Life ain't so bad at all.
You live it off the wall.
Six meters in the medium wave band. This is Merseyland Alternative Radio, and I'm Bert Williams, and I'm taking you through till six. I'm sitting in for Paul J here. Well, actually, I'm not sitting in. Paul J has actually left the station. He has. So I'm taking over the Paul J spot as from now, and I'll be with you every week on Merseyland Alternative Radio on Saturdays and Sundays from 2 p.m. in the afternoon until 6 p.m. in the evening. That's 4 hours every Saturday and Sunday from me, Bert Williams, your golden oldie specialist here on Merseyland on Alternative Radio. Also, on the first 2 hours of my show, my four-hour show, I suppose you could call it this week, or the first half, as one would put it, that's between now and 4 p.m, I'm going to be, if you've wrote into the station, well, I'm going to be replying to your letter over the air. I'll be reading out the letters briefly. Unfortunately for those people who wrote in letters and those that are expecting replies, apologies if you haven't had a reply, but we're very busy with other matters here on the station, so I'm afraid we haven't had much time really to do letters at all. We've been so busy with other matters that we just haven't had enough time and to do any letters. Anyway, getting on with the music now, with the time just coming up to 2:05. And I'm going back now to 1965. And this one was also re-released recently. And it's by Jerry and the Pacemakers, a very good tune to play on Merseyland Alternative Radio. And that's Ferry Across the Mersey.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. Around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say,
the Fab Four from Liverpool and The Night Before. Going on with the music now before I come back to the yap and the talking. And I've got a record now by Mary Ann Faithfull from 1964, and this is As Tears Go By.
Thank you.
That's Mary Ann Faithfull there, and As Tears Go By. Apologies for the feedback there, but I forgot to switch the microphone up when I turned the monitor on, and of course we got that big howl, but you probably didn't hear it, because what happens when a signal in the studio here goes way over a certain level, the compression circuits go into what you would call cut-off, and we get like a blanking effect. In other words, I'll try and, I don't think I'll bother messing around over the air, but if I spoke very loudly into the microphone, my voice would probably blank on the peaks of the sound level. Anyway, going back to general things, last week Paul Jay and me were saying over the air, Paul Jay's now left the station, that we were considering closing the station down because we had because we were having this difficulty in securing, finding transmitter locations, and we wanted people to write in with locations. Well, the way it was, you see, there was a bit of an internal dispute on the station last Saturday. Consequently, we weren't on the air for 10 a.m. and we didn't actually get on till 2 on last Saturday afternoon with the Paul J show and me. And of course, as a result of the dispute, both Paul J and me were in a rather bad mood, and we sort of said, well, we were considering closing the station down, but most of you listeners can rest assured that we're not going to, there's no way we are going to sort of give up easily, but we have got, I'm just trying to think of the right way of putting it. We've got quite a few locations, but we haven't got as many as we would like to have. And we've been, but the thing is, you see, most of the locations we do have are not what we got through asking over the air. They're really what we've got through friends and people that the people connected with the station generally know, acquaintances and so on, and that's how we've got them. But for our pleas and appeals over the air, we haven't actually had much response, and we've only had a small, small amount of response. And the snag is that only, on a lot of averages sort of thing, only a small number of locations are usually suitable anyway to get a reasonably good signal out, and for various other reasons. And one of the other reasons, of course, is that we have these vans and yellow vans, you see, as well. But anyway, as I said, we were just in a bit of a bad mood last week, and that's why we said that, because we sort of, we were all fed up, and there'd been an internal dispute in connection with some of the people who have to look after the station while it's operating, because, we just can't sort of have one person to look after the entire one or two people. We have to have at least a certain minimum number to look after the station while it's on the air, because there's quite a lot involved in station security and so on. And that's just the way it was. We were in a bit of a bad mood last week, but another thing that's happened, I'm going to say now, I hope you can bear with me, you people that don't like a lot of talking, because it won't be, this is only a bit of a freak. Generally, I won't be doing much talking at all, except reading out letters, so I hope you don't start tuning into anything else. But I was just going on to say that we said over there last Saturday we were considering closing down, but we only said that because we were in a bad mood, because of an internal dispute, but we soon resolved it. And the other thing was that our fans in the yellow vans came. We went off the air last Sunday afternoon We came on at 10 a.m. as normal, but we went off last Sunday afternoon because I'm afraid our fans in the yellow vans turned up again, and I'm afraid that unfortunately they mobbed the station's aerial again. In fact, I think our fans were so, you know, I think they'd probably been considering the situation, and they probably thought that they'd try and swing our opinion in a favourable direction for them, because we said something to the effect that we were closing down. So that is possibly the reason. I don't know, there could be half a dozen reasons why they came at 4 last Sunday afternoon. But anyway, we went back on at 6, that's at 6, and I of course lost my show on Sunday afternoon. And what happened then was we came back on a standby aerial, one that they hadn't actually mobbed, but unfortunately they came back again at about 20 past 7, and they even mobbed the standby aerial and ripped it down. And we came back on at 8, but we had problems with the third standby aerial, so this was rather unfortunate. Consequently, we were off the air then, and just one of those unfortunate things. But anyway, if we go off the air suddenly, you'll know what's happened. You know that we've had problems with one of our aerials, or our fans have turned up and they've mobbed the station's aerial again. Anyway, I better go on with the music now, and this is a record from 1970 by Derek and the Dominoes, and the title of this one is Layla.
What do you do if you get lonely? Nobody's waiting. say our love will always be this way on summer night. At the end of the day, we can go down to the bay, and together hand in hand, we will walk along the sand on summer night. In a little cafe, we'll dance a mile away, and we know our love will be always true eternally. And when the moon begins to shine, I can see that you are mine on summer night. On summer night.
That's Marianne Faithfull there, and Summer Nights. And as I was saying, the last letter I was reading out from, was from Alan Hilton of Southside Radio in Dublin in Ireland. And thanks for writing in again. And I just like to give a little message out now to any Irish stations that are listening over there. I would be interested in travelling over to Dublin. So if there's any stations over there, any pirate radio stations that would like to pay my expenses, that's my expenses for the trip over there, in return I will do some technical work on the transmitters that you have over there, because I'm a very expert radio engineer, and if there's any little things you want doing, you know, you want your little improvements making or anything, well, I could do a certain amount of technical work in return for you paying me expenses to come over there, and also for you fixing up a place of accommodation. So that's a message going out to all you Irish stations out there over in Dublin and Dundalk, etc. From me, Bert Williams, and I'm Bert Williams, and this is of course Merseyland Alternative Radio, because as I said, I'd like to see some of the Irish stations, but I just haven't had time. And of course, there's also the expense if I do in fact go over on my own. And I'll give you the mail address if you'd like to write in. The mail address to write to is MAR 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. I'll give you that again. That's MAR 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. Just trying to think what I was going to say next. There's so many things I've been going on about. I'm going on now with a record from the Crying Shames. That's the Crying Shames. And this one's from 1964. And it's Please Stay.
If I got on my knees and I pleaded with you not to go but to stay in my arms, would you walk out the door like you did once before? This knowing I to give you my heart. But now you came back after leaving me one time. Oh, how I knew that the heartache would start. If I call out your name like a song which was written for you, you alone, would you still up a bright, baby, still I cry this time? Be different, please stay.
Back to 1964 there, and that's Mary Ann Faithfull and Come and Stay With Me. And I'm Bert Williams here, and this is Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266 meters. I'm still used to the old wavelength, I'm afraid. 266 meters, 1125 kilohertz in the medium wave band. And I've done the crystal this week, so we are in fact spot on 1125 kilohertz. And there shouldn't be any heterodynes. It's 25 minutes to 3 now. That's 25 minutes to 3. And I would just like to say that coming back to this business, we were asking for new transmitter locations yesterday. Well, what I'm doing at the moment is, if anybody in high-rise flats is listening, if you live in a block of high-rise flats, we are offering the sum, that's a sum of, let's see how much it is now, £10 a week, that's £10 a week, regular, every week, If you're able to accommodate a Merseyland Alternative Radio transmitter and you live in high-rise flats. However, it is in fact essential that you live in high-rise flats if you are to receive a payment from the radio, Merseyland Alternative Radio Station funds. And that is, you would receive a payment of £10 a week. Now, if you're able to help out, what you have to do is you have to write a letter, but it's very important that you deliver it in person at the at our mailing address of 22 Beach Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. Now, it's very important that you don't send it through the post. You must deliver it in person. All you have to do is just call, just go there, just stick it through the letterbox. You don't have to call. Just go and stick it through the letterbox. But the main thing is, if it's delivered in person, there's no possibility of it going astray in the post or anybody interfering with letters or anything. So it's very important that you do this, and it would also be desirable from the point of view of anybody else that would like to help the station by offering transmitter locations to deliver letters in person if possible. But in the case of the high-rise flats where we're offering payments, it is in fact essential that you deliver the letter in person. So as I say, at the present time we're offering 10 a week, that's £10 a week, and you would get that indefinitely for the use of a room, that's a room to accommodate a Merseyland Alternative Radio transmitter. And I would just like to say that the space that the equipment takes up is about the same as the average sort of hi-fi unit, like radiograms, something like that, about that much space, plus a fella to look after the equipment, and basically that's all there would be. Going on with the music now, and this is the B-side of Blackberry Way by The Move, which was released in 1969, and this is a record that I rather like, and it's something, but I'd better give you the mail address just in case you haven't got it. The mail address is MAR, that's MAR 22, Beach Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. So I'll just give you it once more, that's MAR 22, Beach Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. And that's The Move and Something. At least it should be coming up anyway, with any luck. That's if the record isn't actually jumping. I think it's got a bit of a warp. I think it's got a bit of a warp in it, yeah. No, I'm afraid it's not going to be. Yeah, so I'm afraid we're not going to be able to have that one on, so if you can just bear with me while I sort another record out. Yes, well, the first one that's come to hand here is Yellow River by Christie, so we're going on with that now. Just gone 20 to 3 there, and that's Christie and Yellow River. And I'm Bert Williams, and I'm taking you through till 6 p.m. on Merseyland Alternative Radio, and we operate on 266 meters. That's 1125 kilohertz in the medium wave band, and we are the continuance sound of Pardis Radio, Freedom Radio, over Merseyside. Got a letter now from Amanda Clark. That's Amanda Clark in Edge Lane in Liverpool. Thanks for writing in to me. And you say that well, it's nice to know that somebody supports a lot of my philosophies on life, death and religion and so on. And you say it's really, really great to hear about Mike Stans. You find it interesting. And you'd ask if I can play a record. So what I'll do, I'll try and sort this record out that you want, and I'll try and play it for you in a few moments' time, or as soon as I can sort it out. So, and you say you like listening to all the gold and oldies. Anyway, thanks for writing in, and I'll be coming back to your letter in just a little bit later when I sort out the appropriate record. In the meantime, I'm going on now with a record from Vicky Leandros. That's her biggest hit from the mid-1970s. And this is Come What May.
There were times in the days gone by when I thought I was living, having fun with all the friends I knew. Now it seems all so long ago, for my life changed completely from the moment I met you. Come what may, I will love you forever, and forever my heart belongs to you. Past was like, I will live for tomorrow. Yesterday is very far away. Now you're here, everything is new. You are all that I long for, and I long for you to stay. Come what may, I will love you forever, and forever my heart belongs to you. Come what may, for as long as I'm living, I'll be living
daffodils, butterflies and bees, sailboats and fishermen, things of the sea, wishing lights, wedding bells, early morning dew, all kindly of you. Seagulls and aeroplanes, things of the sky, winds that go howling, breezes that sigh, city sights,
from 1970 there, and that's an Irish Irish girl by the name of Dinah, and all kinds of everything. And I've got a little letter now from an Irish station, or somebody that's concerned with the Irish stations. I haven't actually read it yet. You say you'd be very grateful if we could play a request for all the team on Southside Radio on 300 metres broadcasting from Bay, County Wicklow, Ireland, especially Barry. Also, could you send me some stickers? I'm just trying to see if I can see what time you wanted it. Yeah, I'm just browsing through the letter now. You don't say what you want. I'll just take a look through here. So you can just bear with me a moment while I browse through this letters. You say you are also interested in technical information. I don't think you've actually said what the request is. So I'll just generally play a record. This is a favourite of mine from Jerry and the Pacemakers, which I had on anyway. Let's see. What am I better try and sort another record out here. Yeah, so I've got one by the Seekers now, and this is going out to all you fellas in Ireland there, on all the Irish stations. And this is the Seekers in a world of our own. We're certainly in a world of our own on these stations.
Close the door, light the light. We're staying home tonight, far away from the bustle and the bright city lights. Let them all make
leave us alone, and we'll live in a world of our own. We'll build a world of our own that no one else can share. All our sorrows we'll leave far behind us there, and I know you will find there'll be peace of mind when we live in a world.
Seekers there, and a world of our own. It's a world of our own from 1965. Got a record for a letter, I should say, from Her Majesty's prison in Liverpool. I think it's Hornby Road, Liverpool. No, it must be Walton. And it's from David Foster. And you say you very much enjoy listening to the station. And you would like you would like the station to have a sort of a northern soul spot. Well, any of the other DJs that are listening, if you're listening, well, if you can arrange any northern soul spots, I'm not too much into northern soul music myself. If anybody connected with the station here is interested and listening at the moment, and you'd like to fit one in, well, we can do that. But at the moment, I've got so much on my mind that I probably won't remember to communicate the message to the others on the station, because I'm just so busy with other things. So thanks for writing in, David Foster. And this is going out to David Foster and all the fellas over there in Walton. And this is by the Rolling Stones. And Jumpin' Jack Flash is the title of this one.
Yeah.
Just coming up to 3 o'clock, and that's Jumping Jack Flash going out to all you fellas over there in Walton Prison. Thanks for writing in, David Foster. And just coming up to 3 now on Maserland Alternative Radio. Unfortunately, I haven't got the station's theme again because it's been left in Studio 1. And we have 2 studios, you see, because after a person's done a show, all the records are usually scattered all over the place and everything. So we have a sort of a fresh studio where the fella can just walk in and do his new show. I've got a letter here from Clyde Cheaton in near Blackburn. I think it's Rishton near Blackburn. Thanks for writing in. And I'm afraid, well, you're asking for a reply. Well, I'm afraid we haven't really sort of got time to reply to letters at the moment. And we haven't got a letter the person for replying to letters organised yet. I'm afraid we can't send you a QSL. You're asking, could we send any background information on the station? Well, we have in fact been going for a number of years as a different station. Formerly we were Radio 252, but we didn't used to broadcast very regular. We've been going for many, many years. We have, as long as what the other station, Jackie, has been going, if not longer. But we haven't been on regular when we were 252, and also we only used to broadcast late at night at irregular times. He asked for details of the station power. Well, I'm afraid I can't give you that because this is confidential information. And he also timetable. Well, we're on Saturdays and Sundays, every Saturdays and Sundays, from 10 a.m. in the morning until the midnight or 2 a.m. the following morning. Let's see. 16 hours a day broadcasting every Saturday and Sunday from Maserland Alternative Radio. You're asking a few other little things here. No, there isn't. I don't think there's any other stations in the Northwest that we know of anyway, because if they are the stations similar to us, they must be very low powered and very irregular or whatever. I don't think I'll go into too many details in over the air. Thanks for writing in, Clive Cheaton. And now we've got an audition tape that's been sent into the station by a DJ, because I think you may remember, and a few weeks ago we were asking for us to send in tapes and apply for the position of DJ. So this is an audition tape. By a new DJ, he's hoping to be with the station in a week or so. And so he should be coming up in just a moment. He's got his own sort of introduction all laid on everything.
It's the sheepdog! Yeah, baby, it's the sheepdog! Sheepdog, sheepdog! Oh, 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 oh! All right, crazy, too out of sight. Right, all right, fine, yeah, what a show we got for you here tonight, gang. So join my rock for the next half hour, because we're going to have a fantastic show here to get things rolling. It's the fabulous Milk and Queen and the Dips. Yeah!
Yes, that's a new DJ that will be with us in a week or so. What am I doing now? Just take a look at the time. It's just gone 3:05, and this is Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266 metres, 1125 kilohertz, in the medium wave band. And I'm Bert Williams, taking you through until 6 p.m., and I'll be with you at this time every Saturday and Sunday. Got a letter now from John Looker in Morton on the Widdle. Thanks for writing in. Your writing's a bit small, I'm afraid I'm having difficulty in making it out, and you mention a large number of stations on here. But anyway, thanks for writing in. And I've got a record now by the Rolling Stones. That's the Rolling Stones. And this is, this must be of interest to all those people who have listened to my comments on religion and astrophysics and the universe and so on. This is the Rolling Stones and 2,000 light years away from home. Coming up now. That's the Rolling Stones and 2,000 light years from home. And I got a work QSL from DXer. That's the Bristol Pathfinder DX Club, and this is from Patricia Lohman in Ireland, Dublin 5 in Ireland. Thanks for writing in with your reception report. You say our reception's very good. Anyway, thanks for writing in. That's but one of the things is, I would just like to say, is that we're very busy and we don't get many much chance of replying to letters and QSL cards with other matters with the station. So apologies if you don't receive a reply. Anyway, I've got a favourite of mine coming up now by Jerry and the Pacemakers. I was going to put another record on, but unfortunately, the record centre that I've got here for putting centre in, going into the centre of records, because some of the records haven't got any centres in, I can't find it, so I'm putting this one on. This is a favourite of mine that I've played a few times. Jerry and the Pacemakers and Walk Hand in Hand from 1965.
Walk hand in hand with me through all eternity. Have faith, believe in me. Give me your hand. Love is a symphony of perfect harmony. When lovers such as we walk hand in hand, be not afraid, for I am with you all the while. Don't you worry, darling,
there is someone who cares. So if your new love isn't the true love, don't you worry, darling, I'll be there.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, that's a twin spin from Jerry and the Pacemakers, and two favourites of mine. First one was Walk Hand in Hand, and the second one was I'll Be There. That's Pure Gold from 1964. And I'm Bert Williams here, and this is Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266 metres, 1125 kHz in the medium wave band. And it's just gone 15 minutes past 3 now, and I've got a rather important announcement, and that is anybody that would, we on Merseyland Alternative Radio need new transmitter locations, and it's fairly, well, it's reasonably important that we do in fact have them, so if you're able to help out, we'd be very pleased to hear from you. And if you live in a block of high-rise flats, there is an offer of payment of £10 a week, that's 10 a week. If you're able to let us use a room in your place. Now, all you have to accommodate is equipment about the size of a radiogram, you know, an average sort of size radiogram. That's a few little black boxes and a fella to look after them. And that's all there would have to be. There wouldn't be any sort of great inconvenience, people rushing in and rushing out and all that sort of thing, because our studios are entirely separate locations from the transmitter location. And as I say, there's 10 a week in it for anybody that lives in a high-rise flat and is able to help out. But the very important thing is, if you live in a high-rise flat and you're going to contact us, it's essential, it's very important that you deliver the letter in person and you don't send it through the post. Just deliver it in person, and all you have to do is put it through the letterbox by hand of our mailing address, which is 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. So if you live in a high-rise flat anywhere in the Merseyside area and you would be interested in making yourself some extra money, you won't have to do anything at all. All we need is the use of a room. You won't have to sort of help out with the station or anything like that. All you've got to do is just let us use a room or a Merseyland Alternative Radio transmitter if you're in high-rise flats, and you'll get that money out of the Merseyland Alternative Radio station funds and finance. I'm just trying to think what I'm going to do next. So anyway, if you want to write in, it's M-A-R 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. Going on now, we're a record by Gloria Gaynor, and this is Never Can Say Goodbye from 1974.
I never can say goodbye.
just gone 20 minutes past 3, and I'm Bert Williams on Merseyland Alternative Radio, taking you through till 6 o'clock. What I've got now, yeah, I've got another reception report from John Dowling Jr. From Ireland. This is County Carlow in Ireland. You've got a great big typewritten thing here, all sorts of information on it, and you've also sent us a QSL card to fill it, for us to fill in, and an SAE and so on, so I'll probably be sending you that off as soon as I get a chance to attend to some of the letters, but I hope you don't mind if it's a week or two, because we've got so many other things to do here, and we haven't got a person who actually handles the letters and mail side yet, and I don't handle it because I'm too busy with other matters connected with the station. One of the things I was going to say to most of the listeners is that if you're ever over in Dublin, Ireland, you'll find that there's about half a dozen to a dozen stations like us all over the medium wave band. But the reason that there's so many there is because the law is entirely different than what it is here in Britain and on the British. In the British Isles, simply because, well, it's the law in Ireland is a lot more looser, and it's very easy for anybody to get away with it over in Ireland, and that's why there's so many stations. But here, I'm afraid there is. Well, we come under the Post Office Radio Regulatory Act, or the Wireless Telegraph Act, and we are in fact a pirate radio station, completely unlicensed. And of course it's the job of post office engineers to put a stop to this station if they can, but the other man, we hope that they won't have much success, and we're going to do everything we can to ensure that this station stays on the air regardless of post office engineers or anybody else for that matter. But the law is quite a lot different here, and anybody who starts a station up like this, we'll find, unless you're a specialist like we are, who has all specialised knowledge, specialised techniques, and specialised technical workings, I'm afraid you haven't got much chance, really, against the post office, because, well, I don't think I'm going into too many details all here, because I'll be rambling on all day about things. But anyway, I better be getting on with the music now. Got one now from Billy J. Kramer from 1964, and this one is Bad to Me.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you.
The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're bad to me. The leaves on the trees would be softly sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying. They'd be sad. Don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, and I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. Of letting you go, just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me.
Billy J. Kramer there, and it's just coming up to 3:30, that's 3:30 on Midland Alternative Radio, and they're going with a reception report from Blackburn in Lancashire, and this is from, let's see, I'm just trying to think now, the World DX Club membership. He's supposed to be in the World DX Club anyway, and this is from MW Thorwell in Wally in Blackburn. Thanks for writing in, and thanks for your reception report, and we'll try to reply to all these reception reports as soon as we can get a bit of time, and we hope that it's not too much of an inconvenience for you, the time that you have to wait. It'll probably be in the order of 2 to 3 weeks or more before we can reply to these. Going on now with a record by George Harrison, a favourite of mine, from his LP All Things Must Pass, and this means that all things must pass, including us and the universe, and of course Maryland Alternative Radio. And this is George Harrison from his LP All Things Must Pass. Pass, and isn't it a pity? Yes, it certainly is a pity that life has to pass as we know it, and the whole world and the universe, the whole lot, has to pass.
Now isn't it a shame how we break each other's hearts?
That's George Harrison in the background now. It's quite a long record, that isn't it? A pity as a title. 25 minutes to 4 is the time now. And I'm Bill Williams, taking you through until 6 p.m. and I'll be on the same time every week. Going back to what I was saying about me, astrophysics, and my comments on religion and the universe and so on, I sort of come to the conclusion myself that nothing in this universe is infinite. I could be wrong, but I tend to get the feeling that even the stars themselves will go out someday, millions of years in the future, just to leave an empty blackness. That's the feelings I tend to get when I've thought about astrophysics. The sun will go out, and all the stars, everything will go out, just to leave a sort of an empty blackness. Because that's a feeling that I get anyway when I've looked and I've read up on these things and I've studied it and so on. I've got a letter now, a letter by, so I'm just coming back to this little bit. I was saying it's nice to know that so many people have wrote in regarding my opinions and so on. And as I was saying, it's George Harrison, and isn't it a pity? As I was saying, from studies and things I've done in astrophysics, I tend to get the feeling that nothing is infinite in this universe. Everything is totally finite, including the stars and the sun and everything else. And probably in millions of years' time, they'd all come to an end and they'd all go out to leave an empty blackness. I'm not saying that I actually know this, it's just a feeling that's hard to get, because every sort of angle of science and everything that I look at in relation to religion and what could be behind the universe and astrophysics and so on, it tends to imply that or indicate that I'm not. Anyway, got a little record, letter I should say, from M.K. Midler of McGill. And he sent in a reception report. Thanks for writing in, Keith Midler. And going on my records.